Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
We love feedback from our listeners. Hey, not that kind of feedback. Here's an email from Blaine. Dear Phil, I really enjoy your books on Laugh Again Radio. In my early teens, laughter was easy. I'm 17 now, and it seems the joy is gone from my life. How do you live a life of joy? P.S. Here's a cheesy joke for you. There were two peanuts walking down the street. One was assaulted. Dear Blaine, thanks for your note and the joy question. The first thing you need to do is find a new joke. Replace the peanut joke with this one. Did you hear about the fire at the circus? It was intense. Okay, maybe the peanut joke isn't so bad. But you'll need more than peanuts to bring the joy back. First, let me say, I have been 17. It wasn't easy. I was skinny. I had pimples you could have used for moguls on a ski hill. I had girl trouble, and my car sounded like a can of tuna in a blender. 17 is hard. 59 is better. But you don't have to wait that long to bring the joy back. Here are some steps. First, realize that joy is a bit like those missing socks from the dryer. It's something you might not find by looking for it. Joy comes from walking in obedience to God and making little decisions to choose the best when the worst shows up. So are you ready? Wake up right each day. If you have to crawl back into bed and start over, go ahead. Next, have a wake-up song ready, one that'll focus your mind on things that last forever. Back in the 1400s, when I was 17, I listened almost every morning to a guy named Chuck Girard singing, "I love the feeling when I get up in the morning, and my heart is beating fast with gladness." It told me to fix my eyes on Jesus, and I found there's nothing, not even girl trouble, that the two of us couldn't handle together that day. Next, say a quick prayer of thanks. You woke up in a bed. Your parents are paying the mortgage. Breakfast is 20 steps away. 1 billion humans live on less than a dollar a day. Next, say something nice to the first person you see. I know, you'll shock them. Go ahead. Try a compliment about food or clothes or hair. Nice tie, Dad. Mean it when you say it. When you leave the house, remember to go mad. Go make a difference. Like Darth Vader and Luke Skywalker, you'll have opportunity all day to choose the dark or the light. Brighten the world for others and the sun will shine on you. People are going to drive you crazy. Don't let them. Befriend a lonely, uncool person. Remember, everyone on earth is at least just a little bit lonely. Make friends who love the right things, who have great attitudes. Hang out with guys who suck lemons and you'll look really ugly by the time you're my age. Don't blame others. Don't be afraid to get a job flipping burgers. Use half the money to support a needy child through compassion. Remember, your teachers aren't so bad. You'll appreciate them once you get a boss. Don't listen to lies like you can do anything you set your mind to. You can't. Watch American Idol if you doubt me. But you can do anything God wants you to. His script for your life is better than anything you'll ever write. So talk to him about it. Trust him. Follow him. Read the book of Philippians in the morning. At night, read the book of Proverbs. It gives guidance on relationships, money, and the future. It teaches discernment, confidence, work ethics, and sexual purity. This book will shape your life, and a God-shaped life is a joy-filled life even when tough times show up. P.S. Don't stop telling jokes. Here's another one for you. What do you call an alligator wearing a vest? An investigator. Ha! Your peanut joke is sounding better all the time.
At Laugh Again, we share a message of hope and joy rooted in Jesus with thousands of listeners every weekday. But this isn't meant to be one-sided. We want to hear from you, too. Leslie recently wrote, "This ministry has been so helpful to me. I share episodes with my family. I'm forever grateful." What does Laugh Again mean to you? We'd love to hear your story. Visit laughagain.us/contact and share it with us today. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.